Chapter 18. Fork Left for Hell. Bond had no idea how he managed to stay upright, but at last it was over, and everyone cheered and broke up into pairs and groups. Tracy got her arm under his. Bond pulled himself together. He said hoarsely, "Mix with the crowd, Tracy. Got to get away from here. People after me." A sudden hope came to him. "Got your car?" "Yes, darling. Everything'll be all right. Just hang on to me. Are people waiting for you outside?"
"Could be. Watch out for a big black Mercedes. There may be shooting. Better stay away from me. I can make it. Where's the car?"
"Down the road to the right, but don't be silly. Here, I've got an idea. You get into this parka."
She ran the zip down and stripped it off.
"It'll be a tight fit. Here, put your arm into this sleeve."
"But you'll get cold."
"Do as I tell you. I've got a sweater and plenty on underneath. Now the other arm, that's right."
She pulled up the zip.
"Darling James, you look sweet."
The fur of the parka smelt of Guerlain's ode.
It took Bond back to Royale.
What a girl.
The thought of her, of having an ally, of not being on his own, of being away from that bloody mountain, revived Bond. He held her hand and followed her through the crowd that was now streaming towards the exit. This was going to be a bad moment. Whether or not that cable car had come on down the mountain, by now Blofeld would have had time to get one down, full of Spectre men. Bond had been seen from the train, would be known to have made for Samaden. By now, they would have covered the railway station. They would expect him to try and hide in a crowd. Perhaps the drunken man at the entrance had remembered him. If that saloon moved off and revealed the red-arrowed skis, it would be a cert. Bond let go the girl's hand and slipped the shattered Rolex back over the knuckles of his right hand. He had gathered enough strength, mostly from the girl, to have one more bash at them. She looked at him. "What are you doing?" He took her hand again. "Nothing." They were getting near the exit. Bond peered through the slits in his mask. Yes, by God. Two of the thugs were standing beside the ticket man, watching the throng with deadly concentration. On the far side of the road stood the black Mercedes, petrol vapour curling up from its exhaust. No escape. There was only bluff. Bond put his arm round Tracy's neck and whispered, "Kiss me all the way past the ticket table. They're there, but I think we can make it." She flung an arm over his shoulder and drew him to her. "How did you know that that's what I've been waiting for?" Her lips crushed down sideways on his, and in a tide of laughing, singing people, they were through and on the street. They turned, still linked, down the road. Yes, there was the darling little white car. And then the horn on the Mercedes began sounding urgently. Bond's gait, or perhaps his old-fashioned ski trousers, had given him away to the man in the car. "Quick, darling," said Bond urgently. The girl threw herself in under the wheel, pressed the starter, and the car was moving as Bond scrambled in through the opposite door. Bond looked back. Through the rear window, he could see the two men standing in the road. They would not shoot with so many witnesses about. Now they ran to the Mercedes. Thank God it was pointing up the hill towards St. Moritz. And then Tracy had done a controlled skid around the S-bend in the village, and they were on the main road that Bond had staggered down half an hour before.